awe. Sky Houseman's a big deal round here, isn't he?
More than you realize, man.
Vasquez did something, and the hemisphere flicked into life. Suddenly La Longa, fully dark, but an infinitely detailed view of one half of Sky's edge, with an edge of black rising from the floor, like a lizard's nictitating membrane. Nuevo Valparaiso was a sparkle of lights on the peninsula's western coastline, visible through a crack in the clouds.
Yeah? People around here can be quite religious, you know. You can easily tread on their beliefs. You're not careful. Gotta be respectful, man.
I heard they based a religion around Houseman. That's about as far as my knowledge goes. Again, I nodded at the decor, noticing for the first time what looked like the skull of a dolphin stuck to one wall, oddly bumped and ridged. What happened? Did you buy this place from one of Houseman's nutcases?
Not exactly, no.
Dieterling coughed. I ignored him. What then? Did you buy into it yourself? Vasquez extinguished his cigarette and pinched the bridge of his nose, furrowing what little forehead he had.
What's going on here, Mirabel? Are you trying to wind me up, or are you just an ignorant cocksucker?
I don't know. I thought I was just making polite conversation.
Yeah, right. And you just happened to call me Red earlier on, like it just slipped out.
I thought we were over that. I sipped my pisco. I wasn't trying to rile you, Vasquez, but it strikes me that you're an unusually touchy fellow. He did something. It was a tiny gesture which he made with one hand, like someone clicking their fingers once. What happened next was too fast for the eye to see, just a subliminal blur of metal and a breeze-like caress of air currents being pushed around the room. Extrapolating backwards, I concluded that a dozen or so apertures must have slid or irised open around the room, in the walls, the floor and the ceiling, most likely, releasing machines. They were automated sentry drones, hovering black spheres which split open along their equators to reveal three or four gun barrels apiece, which locked onto Dieterling and me. The drones orbited slowly around us, humming like wasps, bristling with belligerence. Neither of us breathed for a few long moments, but it was Dieterling who chose to speak in the end.
I guess we'd be dead if you were really pissed off at us, Vasquez. You're right, but it's a fine line, Snake.
He raised his voice. Safe mode on. Then he made the same finger-clicking gesture he had done before.
You see that man? He looked pretty similar to you, didn't it? But not to the room, it didn't. If I hadn't turned the system off, it would have interpreted that as an order to execute everyone here, except myself and the fat fucks in the gaming seats.
I'm glad you practiced it, I said.
Yeah, laugh about it, Mirabel.
He made the gesture again.
That looked the same as well, didn't it? But that wasn't quite the same command either. That would have told the sentries to blow your arms off, one at a time. The room's programmed to recognize at least 12 more gestures, and believe me, after some of them I rarely get stung for the cleaning bill.
He shrugged. Can I consider my point adequately made? I think we've got the message.
All right.
Safe mode off. Sentries retire. The same blur of motion, the same breeze. It was as if the machines had simply snapped out of existence.
Impressed? Vasquez asked me.
Not really, I said, feeling prickles of sweat across my brow. With the right security set up, you'd already have screened anyone who'd got this far. But I suppose it breaks the ice at parties.
Yeah, it does that.